Good morning, everybody. Today I need to talk about the response of winter wheat growth, grain yield, and phosphorus and nitrogen uptake, foliar phosphate fertilization. Why we need to use foliar fertilization? For one reason, the nutrient use efficiency is still low for several years. And we can see here about 70% of nitrogen that the producer applied for the for the soil is losing, and about 80% of phosphorus become unavailable for a plant. That including the, if you look for the economic side, we can see there is a lot of money go away from this traditional fertilizer. Therefore, we need to look for a good method or a good way to increase the nutrient use efficiency. We found that some previous studies, they found that using foliar fertilizer maybe increase the yield of grain yield of wheat by using just 2 kilograms phosphorus per hectare, and increasing phosphorus use efficiency by using the same amount for corn. And this lead to use the phosphorus use efficiency by 28% when they compare this method with the traditional phosphorus fertilizer. But here the question, why I need to use the Nutrifite? For one reason, the foliar fertilizer, the formulation of foliar, all the foliar is still is not good observation by leaf plant leaves. Therefore, they they formulate this the Nutrifite to improve the observation of phosphorus through the leaf tissue, to improve nitrogen and phosphorus use efficiency, then to increase the yield and quality. Also, this product include BO3 instead of BO4, and also it just used in a horticulture crop. There is no study before this study using this product for the cereal major like corn or wheat. And I used the formula I used in this study, 327% of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash, and including 0.5% manganese and 0.5% of zinc. I need to give just a short introduction about why PO3, not BO4. As we know, BO3 is plant active and can react rapidly in plant tissue and become unstable inside the plant. And it's highly water soluble and easily to absorb by root and leaf at the same time. The PO3 is it's similar to rock and very stable, especially in soil. And I need to see the mechanism of the how to plant can uptake the Nutrifite or foliar fertilization. The plant can take the the foliar fertilizer during cuticle leaf and stomata and leaf hairs and epidermal cell by two ways, maybe passive, it's apoplast, or semiplast, it's active transport. But there is another factor is affecting the observation of foliar fertilizer, especially the morphology and anatomy of cuticle layer in the leaf and environmental condition. This is very important. Very important factors, especially temperature, amount of moisture and light, and this is affect the whole thing for the observation of phosphorus exactly. And soil pH, solution pH, I mean the foliar solution pH is very important to apply the foliar. As I said, this is the first study about the to using Nutrifyt in the cereal crop like corn and wheat. Therefore, our objective to evaluate the effect of Nutrifyt on wheat grain yield and quality. Our hypothesis to foliar applied Nutrifyt will increase wheat grain yield relative to soil applied phosphorus treatment. Our methods, we had 5 winter wheat field experiments over 2009 and 2010. In 2009, we had just 5 treatments, and in 2010, we had 6 treatments. Our design was a randomized complete block design with a 3 rep, and our treatment was nitrogen at 100% of crop need, and phosphorus at 100% of sufficiency, and non-treated. This is our check. And full fertilizer, I mean, we mix together nitrogen at 100% of crop need and 100% of phosphorus sufficiency. And Nutrifyt, we use at 2 stage. We apply the Nutrifyt at 2 stage. The first stage is growth stage 13 and growth stage 49. Both of them with rate of 4 liter per hectare. We used 2 winter wheat variety. In the first year, in the first year 2009, we used the Duster, and in 2010 we used Endurance. The result for 2009, we had just 2 location. One of them was we didn't find any significant effect for the treatment on the grain yield, and the second one is Perkins, and we can see here the effect of treatment was significantly on the grain yield, and we can see if you compare the Nutrifyt at 2 stage, growth stage 13 and 49, with if you compare it with phosphorus at 100% sufficiency was the same, slightly more than, but I think it's the same yield if you compare. There is no different, very, very little different, but it still is good. And here we did contrast between the treatment to see which one is the best or the better, to give us the indicator about the how we can use the Nutrifyt for the crop, especially for the wheat. And we can see here the in 2009, the Nutrifyt, if you compare Nutrifyt with the phosphorus, still, as I said, is not very high significant, but it's the same yield they give us. And actually, if you look for the total nitrogen we found is the the Nutrifyt at 2 stage, if you compare it with the non-treated, was better than, non-treated was better than the Nutrifyt, and the Nutrifyt at 2 stage is better than the phosphorus at 100% sufficiency. In 2010, we had just 3 location. One of them, Perkins, was not significant. And in two sites was significant is Sumner site 1 and Sumner site 2. In Sumner site 1, we found the effect of treatment on the grain yield, and we can see the Nutrifyt at 1 stage and 2 stage was the same effect if you compare that with the phosphorus at 100% of sufficiency. And in site 2, we found the same effect of the Nutrifyt at 1 stage and Nutrifyt at 2 stages. If we compare that with the phosphorus at 100% of sufficiency, they give the same yield, and there is no significant effect between them. We did the relation between the grain yield and NDVI before the first application and after the second application. I mean first application of Nutrifyt at the growth stage 13 and before the and after that after 10 days, we found there is before the first application was highly significant, but after that the relationship was decreased. I think this growth stage was not good growth stage to supply the Nutrifyt because it's still very low observation for the low observation for the phosphorus in this growth stage. And here after we took the NDVI reading before the growth stage, the supply of Nutrifyt at growth stage 13 and 49, we found there is and after 10 days after supplying, we found there is a good relationship before and after. That gives us an indicator about the maybe this is a good growth stage to use the Nutrifyt. And we can see here from the contrast between the treatment for both sites in site 1, I mean Sumner site 1 and Sumner site 2. In site 1, if you look for the Nutrifyt compared with the non-treated was significantly high, and if you look for the Nutrifyt with the non-treated again, two stage was very high, and if you look for the Nutrifyt with the phosphorus use at 100% sufficiency was very high, significant. I need to summarize this study. For 2 years, we saw that the Nutrifyt was not constant because in 2009 at Perkins was significantly effect, but in 2010 we didn't find any effect for the treatment. And in 2009 again, we found in Sumner site 2 there is no any significant effect for the treatment on the grain yield. And in 2010 there was opposite effect for the treatment. In general, I can say there are many questions still we need to answer for this study. And finally, I need to acknowledge the funder for this project is Biagro, and all my advisors, my advisor and my committee member, Dr. William Brown, and those study graduate students, and my family.